Tomorrow Boys, wrapping up that, I'd like to say long set of music, but it wasn't. It's just had a lot of bands because I went all punk rock on you for the last 20 minutes or so. I'll tell you the inspiration of that in a minute, but let me tell you the songs before we head up to the top of the hour. Let's see. So Zero Boys, Beach Blanket, Booyoyoy came off their Make It Stop album. Kind of wrapping up I bookended kind of vacation-esque songs. Last song being about, Beach Blanket. The Vandals before that from Look What I Almost Stepped In with What About Me. Josh Fries of the Vandals is now the new drummer of the Foo Fighters. Avail in there by request. Tom reached out to me over the internet and said, hey, could you play Avail's cover of Billy Joel? And don't have to ask me twice on that one. So you may be right. Descendants, they were in town a few weeks ago. Went back to Milo Goes to College for Kabuki Girl. Also on that bill were the Adolescents. Played Amoeba and the Circle Jerks. And I played Love Kills from the Sid Nancy soundtrack. I was at that show. That's what inspired all of this, in case you were inquiring or wondering where this inspiration of the punk rock. Yeah, I went to that show. And I actually had a really good time. I don't mean to say I actually had one. I just didn't know I wanted to go to the show. And I got invited, and I went, and I was like, yeah. Brought back some old punk rock memories. Cubs started off the entire set from Come Out, Come Out, and their cover of the Go-Go's Vacation. Keith in the North Hills said, can you find a cover of the... I'm like, of course I can. Of course I can. Find some words of inspiration. Wisdom. I was going to say wisdom. Winspiration. You know, each year 40% of food in the U.S. never gets eaten. With the average American family of four spending $1,500 a year on food that they throw away, and each individual throwing away over 24 pounds of food each and every month. Wasting food, guess what? It wastes everything. Water, labor, fuel, money. So what you should do, cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food at SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council and, of course, your good friends here at 883 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. For my encore listeners, we must say adieu. For my Friday, July 14th, 2023 listeners, we're going to keep rocking and rolling. Chet Atkins has been my background music for the duration of this evening. Let me find something else I want to play from Chet for you, like this one. Ted Atkins wrapping up that kind of that set of music. Kind of. I'm going to keep him on there as my background music now. Because it's just now 11 o'clock here on 883 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. And this is that time where I take a little time away to let you know things going on. I do the WRCT music and the radio calendar. Now, if you listen to an encore show, guess what? I very kindly cut that out because this is dated material. Well, I try to. Old ones might, but you might hear that. You might notice that if you hear the second half as an encore show on a Tuesday night or some other day. We're not doing this because it's very dated material. Why is it dated? Because it is a radio music calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. Got a few more days for some upcoming film screenings, it looks like, at the Harris Theater. Moon Garden, that's the one I should tell you about. Moon Garden, it's a fantastical odyssey and a visionary, handcrafted, and fully practical work of art that shows how a child can shine light even in the darkest places. When a little girl has a terrible accident and slips into a coma, she finds herself thrust into the dark, surreal, industrial, that's the good word, dream world, haunted by a nightmarish specter of feeds off her tears. She must follow her mother's radiostatic voice to find her way back to consciousness. It's called Moon Garden. It's going to be shown at the Harris Theater now through the 19th of July. Jimmy Ichihana, if I'm saying his name right, in the cards, is at Liberty Magic, featuring art of intricate close-up card magic, testing the laws of probability and transcending presumptions. This is happening now at 811 Liberty Avenue downtown at Liberty Magic, now through August 13th. From the UK-based company Architects of Air and its founder Alan Parkinson, the backyard at 8th and Penn welcomes the innovative and otherworldly project this summer in the cultural district. For more information, trustarts.org on that. It's happening through September 4th. Concept Art Gallery is picturing a free world. It's an art exhibit by 60 artists from prison and 30 artists in solitary who have created work from cross-stitch to paintings, from sculptures to photographs. Answering one question, what is a free world for you and for others? It's on display now, 1031 South Braddock Avenue in Regent Square at the Concept Art Gallery now through the end of the month. For more information, letsgetfree.info. And don't forget that Cinema in the Park's going on. City Parks is presenting Cinema in the Park all summer long. If you're in Schenley Plaza, if you're in Oakland on Sundays, you can check out this weekend DC League of Super Pets, next weekend Shrek. If you're at Flagstaff Hill in Schenley Park, still you're in Oakland. Let's see what you got. This weekend, School of Rock, that's on Wednesday. The Batman's on the 26th, so these are on Wednesdays. And then the 1989 Batman is August 9th. More information, go to pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us the details at least a week in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let me turn the attention now to what sounds good. How about the music calendar? Let's see what's going on around town. Tomorrow is the 15th, the Northside Music Festival. It's tonight, but it's also happening tomorrow at various locations on the north side tomorrow. Bitter Coast is at the Club Cafe tomorrow. And Saw Me Yay is at the Long Play Cafe, along with Murder for Girls, God Hates Unicorns, and The Petals. Sunday, more of that Northside Music Festival going on. Destroy Boys at Preserving Underground. And Kendall Marvel at the Club Cafe on Sunday. And I, the Moxter, will be hanging out at Arsenal Lane spinning music on Sunday. Just in case you want to know. La Tigra's in town playing Mr. Smalls on Tuesday the 18th. Wednesday the 19th, the Weird Paul Rock Band is at Arsenal Lanes for part of their Rock and Bowl series. Say She Said at Spirit Hall with Abby Jean on Friday the 21st. Clutch in town with Red Fang and Dinosaur Jr. at Stage AE on Saturday the 22nd. Nick Hakem is playing at the Thunderbird on Sunday the 23rd. Government Mule at Stage AE on the 25th. Pony plus a TV star at the Roboto Project on Wednesday the 26th. The Yeggs actually, Arsenal Lane's on that day now that I'm looking. Government Center on that day is hosting Miracle Blood, Empty Air, and Flash Thunder. That gets you mostly through the month. Let me find another one. Saturday, 29th of July, Mr. Strawberry, Plume, Threaded, and Collinsworth are all at the Government Center on the north side. And on the 30th, the Swell Fellas are at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. Those are shows for you to think about, consider. If you want to know all the shows, go to our website, wrct.org, and click on events. If you have a show to include on this calendar, you can email the gods at the music calendar at music-calendar at wrct.org. You can hear this calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, like you just did now at 11 p.m. That means tomorrow, Radio 9 will do it. Jay Thurber. Yeah. You remember what Top 40 radio sounded like back in the 70s, 60s, 50s, 80s. I don't even remember this, but Jay Thurber does. So say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from noon to 3 Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark. It is right here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. How about we come back with more music after this quick announcement?
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFiercetakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's find our way back. All right. Not sure why my song started halfway into it, but let me just do that as a better segue. Let's find our way back into some more music from his Explodes and Disappears album. It's Walter Salasumara.
Penelope, what do you mean? Why do you dream of running away? You got a record to make if you're staying. You are a beautiful machine. Have a reason to stay clean on the radio, creating your own scene. You could be a magazine, so many characters to read, so many photographs that scream. Penelope, what do you mean? Why do you dream of running away? You got a record to make if you stay. When you came from your home place, you had no makeup on your face. You weren't even running in the race. And now you're caught in the and every day you seem to fade, and you can't hear us call your name. Penelope, what do you mean? Why do you dream running away. You got a record to make if you stay. To make, if you don't bend, you're gonna break. It's up to you to set the pace. Vanellope, what do you mean? What is your scene? Vanellope, what do you mean? Why do you dream of running away? You got a record to make. Why are you running away? You got a record to make if you stay.
May 26, 1959, in Milwaukee on the Mound, Harvey Haddix of the Pirates was mowing them down. 27 up, 27 gone. 9 innings in the book and not a man had gotten on. Now in history, only 17 have thrown a perfect game. A most exclusive club and a most exalted fame. But after 9, the Pirates, well, they hadn't scored a perfect game, and still Harvey had to pitch some more. David Wells, David Cone, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? 10th inning down, 11th inning down, he moved on to the 12th. 3 straight outs and the fans, they were pinching themselves. The best game ever pitched and still a scoreless tie. Poor Harvey had to carry on and give it one more try. 13's never lucky, so you can guess the rest. Harvey gave up a hit, then he lost the whole contest. I wonder how he slept that night, knowing how close he came to a most exclusive club that should include his name. David Wells,
David Cone,
Randy Johnson,
Eddie Joss,
Kenny Rogers,
Mike Witt,
Dennis Martinez,
Don Larson
in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list?
Is a funny thing, at least as I've been told. It drives you nuts, it makes you curse, and it eats away your soul. Sometimes better ain't better, sometimes justice just ain't served. Sometimes legend is laid where it's most deserved. But humanity is flawed, as the losers will attest. We're drawn to tragic stories, best. But 12 innings on that fateful day, oh, Harvey was a god. A perfect game, if nothing else, cause perfection's always flawed. Dave Wells,
Dave Cone,
Lee Richmond,
Monty Ward,
Len Barker against the Jays,
and Catfish for the A's,
Don Larson in the series in that.
least I hope so. At least I think so. Well, I never thought you would look like that. Never thought I could act like that. Never thought we would walk hand in hand down the wrong street. I'm told so. You and me go together like bread and jelly. Whoa, Nelly. Well, I never thought we would look like that. Never thought I would talk like that. Never thought we could walk in and hand down the wrong street.
There's things that aren't so wise. When I sing my darling's praise, I know I'm right for closing ways. She's a gem upon this earth. I know to me she will return. Oh, I know it's true. I know it's true that I was made for her. She's me too. And I'm confident that she'll think so too. She'll be come back, come back, come back, come back, come back soon. Mornings we have toast and tea. I gaze across the table, she glares right back at me. And when we're getting low on jam, I give her the last spoonful, it's just the way I am. And I drive to work each day, even though it's early and work is far away. And I don't even say a thing when she plays the radio so loud you cannot think. Cause I know it's true, I know it's true that I was made for her and she me too. And I'm confident that she'll think so too. She'll be coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back soon. I can't stand the goddamn friends, but I will tolerate them, even though I hate them. I put up with her parents, she says, I might ever meet someone who is so kind and sweet ever again. Thank you.
she'll think so too. And she'll be coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back soon. I am all my wisdom deep, too up top, too beneath. And yet I recognize my mouth says things that aren't so wise. When I sing my darling's praise, I know I'm right of losing ways. She's a gem upon this earth. Well, I know to me she will return. Oh, I know it's true, I know it's true, that I was made for her. She me too. And I'm pretty sure that she'll think so too. She'll be coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back soon. Yeah, she'll be coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back soon.
Crash Test Dummies ramping up that set of music. You're like, whoa, 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 Moxter, you really? I would never put you as a Crash Test Dummies kind of guy. And guess what? That first album of theirs, I actually really, really enjoyed that first album. I did. Just so you know. Coming Back Soon, the name of the track from the Crash Test Dummies. Before that, how about some Charlie Chesterman? He was in Scruffy the Cat. He passed away in the last couple years, sadly, but that was him with a song called Bread and Butter. I always like playing that one because it also gives ode to Sean Link Lally, formerly of the Frampton Brothers, who wrote that song. There's a Pittsburgh connection. See how that works? Marshall, speaking of Pittsburgh connections, how about this? Marshall Crenshaw, with you're my favorite waste of time, a song that he freely admits he wrote in Pittsburgh. He was on tour with Beatlemania, and he was walking around the Stanley at the time, now the Benedum, before the show, and wrote that song. Baseball Project. All right, I'm going to keep the Pittsburgh connections going. Baseball Project with a song about a Pittsburgh Pirate, Harvey Haddix. And Baseball Project coming to town, playing the Thunderbird in August. Walter Salas-Humara, who's been to Pittsburgh. How about that? That's my Pittsburgh connection with Walter from his Explodes and Disappears with a Penelope. Kicking off that set of music. Hey, I didn't tell you about the mock. I have a mock coming up in about, let's give it 30 minutes. About 30 minutes. Now, if you're listening on Friday, again, Friday, July 14th, 2023, outside of it's National French Friday, but that has nothing to do with the mock. Just thought I'd tell you that in case you wanted a French fry. It's National Nude Day. All sorts of jokes I can try to make, but none of them will be funny because that's how I roll. But so I'm mocking National Nude Day in about a half hour. Baseball Project features members of REM, Scott McCoy of Young Fresh Fellows, Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate. Back in the 80s, Steve also did a side project with some members of Green on Red and the Long Riders called Danny and Dusty.
Mama, take this badge off me.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven. Sometimes I come home, don't expect too much. The lights are off now, it's only two. How I wish my breath didn't hurt so much. Then you'd be up, babe, it's only two. Only two. It's only two. Why don't you sleep? You look as though you need it. Barricades and reasons, they mean nothing to me. Now they mean nothing. All my friends, they laugh. They laughed at all my jokes. I got one more story, it's only two. How I wish my touch could erase the past. You'd be up, babe, it's only two. It's only two. It's only two. Why don't you drink? You look as though you need one. The barricades and reasons nothing to me. Now they mean nothing to me. Different times, then you'd be up, and we trade stories. It's only two. It's only two. It's only two. Why don't we pretend? It's all we have between us. The barricades and reasons, they mean nothing to me. Now, why don't you sleep? You look as though we need it. The barricades and reasons, they mean nothing to me. Now they mean nothing to me. Sha la 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 la.
Unfolding out mysteriously. Where lies the chance we take to be always working, reaching out for a hand that we can't see? Everybody's gotta hold on, hope it's the last thing that's holding me.
invitation to the last dance, then it's time to leave. That's the price we pay when we deceive one another. And I'm a mother, she opens up for free. Everybody's got a home. It's the last thing that's holding me. Look at the talk box, mute frustration at the station. There rides the cowboy. Everybody's gotta hold on, hope it's the last thing that's holding me. Everybody's gotta hold on, hope it's the last thing that's holding me. Everybody's gotta hold on, hope it's the last thing that's holding me.
could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun, and I will be alone.
Minor Forest wrapping up that set of music with their version of the Little River Band's Lady here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before Minor Forest, how about some Calexico doing Love's Alone Again, or Glenn Campbell in that set of music from his second to last album with Guided by Voices, Hold On Hope. Alejandro Escovedo was ticked off at 3 a.m. No, at 2 a.m. He was really mad at 3 a.m., but 2 a.m. Danny and Dusty start off that entire set with their version of Dylan's Knocking on Heaven's Door. Got about 10 minutes before we get to the mock. Don't forget, it is National Nude Day. National Nude Day. So I am making that the theme of the mock. Coming up here in about 10 minutes. What else should I tell you? I forgot to tell you, in playing some of this twangy stuff, that we've got some twangy shows to think about. Like Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's more than just a fiddle tune. It's also a radio show. And it is not a prescription from your chiropractor. Because really, your chiropractor shouldn't be giving you prescriptions to begin with. You can tune into WRCT on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. But that's not it, because it goes from 11 to 1, and then at 1, boom, switches gear, and then all of a sudden it's the Black Diamond Show, which is bluegrass. So for twangy mornings, it's Wednesdays here with Mando Richard right here on WRCT. It's 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. So on my radio calendar, I don't know if you, I don't. In fact, I don't think I got to it because I stopped shows from July. But on, I think it's the third, the first Wednesday in August, got an out-of-town band that is coming to Pittsburgh, coming to Arsenal Lanes. They're called Thrown Out Bones. I've got a copy of their latest release and their earlier release, and I just grabbed one of them and said, hey, here's a song I dig. It's Thrown Out Bones, coming to Pittsburgh August 3rd at Arsenal Lanes.
Did I do to deserve this? How did I end up here? It's been so long, but nothing much has happened since. My hands won't run smooth as stone, but my work's not done. And if it's never over, who's to say it's even begun? Onto the ground and turn the world until the sun goes down. Need somewhere to rest these bones. Would you help push this home?
day. Trouble only means one thing. Joey's on the street again.
They said I'm leaving.